CliffCentral.com.
All right, well, Robin's here. And Robin, you'll be very proud of me.
Will I, Gareth?
Yes, well, I went and I planted some flowers in my pots yesterday.
Oh, I'm so excited. Oh. What did you plant?
I actually have the list. I have verbenas.
Nice.
All right. You want to explain what that is?
Lovely for spring.
Yes, just explain what it is because I don't even know. They're little red flowers,
it's,
I think.
Yes, it's a flower and it's an annual, is it not? Did you buy it in a seedling tray?
I did. Is that the right way to go?
Of course it is.
Yay. I got pansies. And I got violas.
Oh, cute.
Aren't you impressed?
I'm very impressed.
All right. Robin is here from Lifestyle Home and Garden, and they are the people who you can find on the corner of Esterhout and Bays Nordea. And they're popping by every couple of days, and Robin was here on Friday to tell us about our lawns. And now we're talking about other things to do with pot plants and color in your garden. And pots are a terrific way to plant flowers because they can grow safely within the pot. They don't have to worry about washing away if there's sudden big rains. You don't have to put them in among all the other plants. They get special attention. You could put the right potting soil in.
You can put them high up so the cats don't pee in them.
There we go.
See? Those
Leanne,
are
Leanne
concerns.
Has that problem. Yeah. A lot of her things are dead from acid in her garden.
Yeah, my tomatoes are yellow.
All right, so tell us about pots and tell us about pot plants.
So last week we obviously spoke about lawns, but we also spoke about putting color into your garden now for spring. And a few of the things we didn't mention that are in flower now, the big perennials like clivias and strelitzias and bougainvilleas and things that people want to put that will last, you know, year on year and flower again. So when you think about newbie gardeners or people who aren't really into gardening, container gardening is actually also a great way to start. It also applies to people who live in flats or have small apartments. If you don't have a big garden space or you Sure. only have a patio or balcony, container gardening is perfect for that because it's very versatile. Obviously, you can have containers and pots that are, you know, big, small, long and thin, high, whatever you need to fit
sort of like
in the space you have.
Choosing a life partner, you could get a pot for every person, right?
Exactly,
yes.
Exactly.
I
so,
like that.
What we really put together is a guide to potting up plants. So, whether that is perennials, bigger stuff, trees, roses, standards, or even seedlings like you did, Gareth, you'll change every season. They also work very well in pots.
Now, you can't just throw shit into a pot and expect it to work.
No, you
compost,
cannot.
Compost, Gareth. Compost.
No, not.
Nice try, Ben.
You've got to put rocks in at the bottom.
Yes.
Or stones.
So small stones or pebbles. This applies to both indoor and outdoor plants. So if you are potting up indoor plants or outdoor plants, you need to find a pot that has holes at the bottom. That's very important.
Otherwise, the water will just sit there and it'll drown the plant.
Exactly. So you need a pot with holes at the bottom. And then you put a layer of small stones or pebbles to help with drainage so that the water doesn't sit and so that also the soil doesn't get very soggy.
Right.
And that's very important for the health of your plants and obviously the root health as well.
Okay.
And then once you've put the pebbles, you can put a little layer of potting soil if you need good quality potting soil. And then you take the plant that you've bought, you just loosen it out of the plastic pot that it comes in, and you place it on top of those pebbles or stones. And then you obviously see the size of the pot that you're choosing. It needs to be slightly bigger than the pot that you actually bought the plants in. Obviously, if you bought seedling trays, like Gareth did, then it doesn't apply as much. But you just choose a pot that's big enough to fit everything inside. And then you fill around the side and on the top with a layer of potting soil as well until it's just in line with the rim of the pot.
Got it, Sia.
I'm making mental notes.
Okay, what are you going to plant on your balcony?
Well, I am kind
of... Because now you've got to choose the plants.
I'm kind of greedy, and I'm trying to work on herbs and things that I can eat.
Yes,
so I don't just want, like, something that looks pretty. But I heard, like, mint is nice and easy to manage. Like, I think is it thyme that's also easy to manage?
Great.
And those are great on...
Please, you're terrible.
Example, like,
you're terrible
balcony.
At managing your thyme.
I
and rosemary.
That's in the oil joke earlier.
And what about oregano?
No, I've never heard of that.
Oregano's great.
Oh, that's oregano's great.
You know that smell that you get from a really fresh, lovely pizza? That sort of...
It's an used in Italian pastas herb. And pizza mainly.
Ooh, as long as I can use it for food, it's then I'm
nice.
Down.
Yes. Very nice.
I'm very proud of you, Sia. I'm so glad that you're deciding to plant some herbs.
Look, it's a long way forward. Let me just put it that way.
No, but that's good. And mint and thyme are great because they actually last all year round. So they are easy to maintain and you can keep them going throughout the different seasons. So I'm very glad that you're doing that.
Hmm. What should, looking at Leanne, what should she plant?
Tobacco. Oh.
Unfortunately, we don't sell that, but I'm sure it's a great idea.
What should she plant? Any ideas?
What do you like, Leanne? Do you like using herbs in your food? Do you like making gin and tonics with mint?
What about
a lemon tree?
I've got a really good lemon tree.
Oh, great. Lemon trees are great, and they work especially well in pots because they prefer to have dry soil. So that isolated environment where you only water them, you know, sort of when the soil is dry, that's where they really thrive. So lemon trees are great in containers, perfect for balconies, patios, even big gardens.
Can you harvest quite a good harvest off a little lemon tree in a pot?
I get a huge amount off of mine.
Really?
Yeah. It's going all year, basically. I mean, sometimes they look like limes because they're a bit green. But what is weird is that they don't look like the shop lemons. They're very chunky and bumpy.
Yes.
Like an old man's nose.
Oh. So you do
very knobbly.
So you don't know exactly which variety, because we sell about 5 different varieties of lemon trees. Huh. Lemon Genoa, lemon Eureka, there's a smooth skin, a rough skin. So you actually
Clearly
might
Leanne's
have...
Leanne's got the rough skin.
I think
skin.
I got the rough skin.
I think you do. So you might have a lemon tree that where the lemons will not look like store-bought lemons, but they could still be absolutely delicious. They have different flavors, different acidity, and they often do... look different to what you used to. But that's the beauty of nature, actually.
I like that because I like to, when I have people around, I like to serve them fresh lemon to put in their drinks. So you want to have it growing in your garden. You don't have to go and buy them all the time. Plus, the tree likes to have them picked and then it grows more.
Exactly. And the other thing about a lot of fruit trees and citrus trees is that they also get blooms. So they also get flowers just before they get fruit. So they're not only functional, but they're also beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And it smells so good.
Yes.
Just like me. Functional, beautiful, and I smell good.
Yes, look at that.
Look at
All right, how about roses? Complicated?
No, not at all. Roses also do extremely well in pots, especially because when you do container gardening, the plants are in an isolated environment. So you can really care for them the way that they like to be cared for. So you can move them into a sun or shade or semi-shade position, whatever's best for them. You can water them just as much as they need. You can test the soil around the pot very easily. You can change the potting soil if need be. And so really, container gardening is a great way to get into gardening, to try different things, to have different types of plants with different needs in your garden. And so, yeah, I really recommend it to anyone.
So the reason I decided to go and plant a whole bunch of pot plants over the course of yesterday was because my parents, for my birthday, because, you know, nobody knows what to buy me for my birthday anymore, they gave me geraniums.
Oh, beautiful.
To put in pots.
Yes.
To make my entrance of my house look nicer, because it looked like it was... in the dead of winter, not very colourful. So that was I thought that was a cool present.
That was a great gift.
Yeah, I decided to augment it. What is a geranium? Is it the same as a pelargonium?
No, so they are different. So you
love the names of these.
Pelargonium and geranium. They are different, but they look very similar. Mm-hmm. And you get a trailing variety, so those that will cascade over the pot, which is beautiful for hanging baskets or even pots hangs over the edge. I'm sure it will look lovely in the entrance of your home.
There we go.
And then you also get the bush variety that grows more up, obviously higher and into a bushy shape.
Very good.
They're beautiful for color in spring. Those osteospermums, argyranthemums, daisy bushes, those are the three most popular at this time to add color.
Well, there we go. And there's a downloadable step-by-step guide all on the website. That's on Lifestyle Home Gardens website. And you can also find it on cliffcentral.com. But go and look at their blog because it's probably the best way to do this. And if you're a little bit nervous about what to do with pot plant, don't be. Because they really help you out with all the advice that you need. And if you go to Lifestyle, they will show you everything
Yes.
You can choose your pot, you can choose your plant, you can do all of the instructions while you're there, and you'll drive out feeling like you have you figured it all out.
Exactly, exactly.
All right, Robin, thank you. Nice to see you.
Thank you.
And
for
where are you off to? Apparently, you're leaving for Europe now. You're doing something there.
We are leaving this week. We're going to Germany. We are going to a garden center convention, and we're going to look for the best quality equipment and everything to do with gardening. So very excited about that. We're also actually going to the Gardena factory. I don't know if you're aware of Gardena.
The equipment, like
tools,
hose pipes, and
exactly. They are such a high quality brand. We've recently actually installed a store-in-store in at Lifestyle with their entire range, every fitting, every tool, every hose pipe you could need for every type of garden. So we are super excited about that. We're going to the factory and we're going to see their new range for next year.
Woohoo! All right, you'll tell us about it when you're there.
Yes, so we'll be Skyping in next week and I'll tell you guys all about it.
Thank you very much. Robin Scher from Lifestyle Home Garden. You can find out more by going to their website or just go to cliffcentral.com, and you can also pick up on all the podcasts we put together before. So by the end of this, you'll be an expert. Cliffcentral.com.